When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 882. What is Descending Pyramid Training? By John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. So as I always say, this is my favorite time of the year. I love the holidays. Last year on this podcast, I did a little bit of holiday trivia during the month of December. Well, from December 1st through December 25th. And so I'm doing the same this year. I heard wonderful feedback. People seem to really enjoy it. So here is our second bit of trivia for this month. In the 1964 classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? You ready for the answer? It was Hermie. That one I really had to think about. I don't even think I got the answer right. I think I had to look it up. I always thought it was Buddy the Elf, like Will Ferrell's character, but guess I was wrong. All right, enough of that. Let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. What is Descending Pyramid Training? By John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. In my last 2 blog posts, I talked about being able to get a great workout anywhere and how to train in a hotel room. Both of these posts have a particular theme in mind. When you don't have access to a nice gym, you still have access to great workout protocols and therefore can still get wonderful results. So today, I want to talk to you about one of the more advanced training methods I use in such situations. As I mentioned in my Vegas post, while I love bodyweight workouts, I'm really a gym rat to the core. However, I don't care much for hotel gyms when I'm traveling, mainly because they are never stocked well enough to allow me to perform a scheduled workout from whatever program I'm on. So obviously, if I want to get a good lift in while I'm on the road or in a limited facility of any kind, I need to look at some other methods. And that, of course, is my subtle segue into today's post about just one such method, Descending Pyramid Training, or DPT, which is an exceptionally adjustable and customizable protocol that, due to its nature, can be used to burn fat while building muscle. What is Descending Pyramid Training? You see, DPT programs are designed with a few specific things in mind: stimulating muscle tissue to create an environment suitable for muscle growth, and increasing the overall metabolic response that will enable you to hopefully burn fat without entering into an energy deficit that would make hypertrophy impossible. Descending pyramid training is a method that has been used for decades by some of the world's most successful athletes. In fact, the big man himself, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger, was a strong advocate and implemented pyramid training of all types, especially DPT, extensively in his training. The idea of pyramids is pretty simple. Do short sets with descending numbers of reps, allowing you to perform a good deal of work in minimal time, all while having built-in rest periods. In order to make this possible, there are two ways to set up DPT exercises. One, you can use a single exercise and work your limbs unilaterally in an alternating fashion. In this case, the built-in rest periods occur quite naturally. While one is working, the other is resting. When you've hit the goal number of reps for each arm, let's say, you stop. Or two, you can set up a DPT circuit of 2 to 4 exercises, usually for different muscle groups, and perform them in short sets. In this case, you'd alternate each exercise until all reps had been completed for one. To help illustrate, let's look at the first method of descending pyramid training. Here's an example with biceps. Curl a dumbbell with your left arm 5 times, then with your right arm 5 times, then 4 with your left, followed by 4 with your right. Repeat for 3, 2, and 1. Sounds simple enough, but done correctly, this is actually a rather clever protocol when you use the right weight, which should usually be a weight above what you could use for the desired reps. In the example I just mentioned, let's say you were using your 10 repetition max, which in a dumbbell curl like we were describing might be 25 pounds. If you perform a normal set of 10 reps, you're lifting a total of 250 pounds. 10 reps times 25 pounds equals 250 pounds lifted. Not too bad. Let's say you use that same weight for the descending pyramid as I described. You are lifting that same 25 pounds, that hasn't changed, but for a total of 15 reps. 5 reps plus 4 reps plus 3 reps plus 2 reps plus 1 rep equals 15 total reps. You're able to lift your 10 rep maximum for 15 reps because of the rest periods that are built into the protocol, and you're able to then recover and keep working. You're doing a total of 50% more work, but it's also taking up a bit more time, so you'll wind up with a modest but not huge bump in your density. Most importantly, over the course of that set, you will have lifted a total of 375 pounds. Compare that to lifting just 250 pounds total using the more traditional workout. With descending pyramids, you are doing more work in the form of more reps with a weight you normally could not lift that number of times. The result is more total weight lifted. Given those factors, it's not difficult to see how this method can lead to significant muscle growth. Now here's the best part. Because you are doing more work with challenging weight and more work overall, this is a very calorically expensive training method, which means it's great for potential fat loss based on that one factor alone. However, looking further, if you pair exercises together intelligently, you can create fast-paced DPT circuits, which allows you to be lifting supra-maximal weight while getting all the benefits of traditional metabolic resistance training. The end result of this may be accelerated fat loss and improved conditioning, all while gaining some muscle. As far as nutrient partitioning and body recomposition, DPT training is one of many effective protocols. However, as far as advanced methods you can use on the road or in limited space, descending pyramid training is the best there is. And of course, I'm not just going to stop there. I've got a whole DPT workout for you, one that incorporates both methods of using descending pyramids. Circuit A, unilateral descending pyramid. Dynamic lunges, 5 sets using a descending pyramid at 5 reps, then 4 reps, then 3 reps, then 2 reps, then 1 rep. So using your 10 rep max, perform 5 forward dynamic lunges with your left leg, then 5 for your right leg, then 4 for your left leg, then 4 with your right leg, etc. This circuit is to be performed 3 times with 60 seconds of rest between each. After the 3rd circuit, rest 30 seconds and proceed to circuit B. Circuit B, alternating exercise descending pyramid. Exercise B1, biceps curls. Exercise B2, dumbbell top squat. Exercise B3, overhead press. Perform 6 sets using a 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 descending pyramid. So you'd perform 6 biceps curls. At the top of the last biceps curl, secure the dumbbells on your shoulders and perform 6 dumbbell top squats. At the apex or at the top of your last squat, press the dumbbells overhead for 6 reps. Drop the dumbbells back down your sides and then perform 5 biceps curls. Proceed this way until you've completed all reps. This circuit is to be performed twice with 90 seconds of rest between each. You just listened to the post titled, "What is Descending Pyramid Training?" by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I am a huge fan of pyramids. I didn't incorporate them into my workouts until like 15 years after I got into working out. Once I started doing them, I'm like, where have you been all my life? In my experience, I've noticed that my body responds really well to this style of training. Again, 15 years before this, I was doing kind of the same old thing and I never incorporated anything like pyramids. But once I did, it was like, oh my gosh, my body was like, thank goodness you're finally doing these. Where have you been all my life? I've noticed gains in my strength, my definition, my cardiorespiratory fitness has improved. So I'm a huge fan, provided that you can do these correctly. And today's author, John, explained these really, really well and even gave some terrific pyramid workouts. So if you haven't tried them, give it a shot, use a lightweight, make sure your form is perfect. But I promise if you try them and you do it correctly, you probably won't go back to some of those other traditional workouts. All right, that's it from me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.